May the words of my lips and the thoughts of our hearts be now and always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today we continue our series of sermons and meditations on prayer, based on Peter Gregg's book, How to Pray, A Simple Guide for Normal People. Those who are not normal, please now leave. The basic theme of this book is pause, rejoice, ask, yield, P-R-A-Y. And so today we're looking at asking. Asking includes two basic things, longer words. One is petition, which is asking for ourselves, equivalent in the Lord's Prayer to give us this day our daily bread. And intercession is asking for others. In the Lord's Prayer, the words, "Your kingdom come." The word intercession almost gives itself away. It's about being between, intercession, standing with people and situations before God. We heard that several times in our readings this morning. There was Abraham pleading. It was that sort of intercession, pleading for a situation to change or to be resolved. In the psalm, we heard the psalmist longing for protection, a high tower, my high tower, my fortress. And in James, we heard a call for asking for prayer for healing. And we do that, don't we, very often, week by week. And then in our gospel reading, part of asking is claiming God's promises. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you will find. As I was preparing for this series on prayer, I found myself asking myself, where and how did I learn to pray? I think I can best answer that by an experience that Pauline and I had back in, it's nearly 18 years ago now. We visited the Imperial War Museum, and that was in the year when we were thinking about the 60th anniversary of the end of the Second World War. And there was a sub-exhibition in the museum called The Children's War. And inside this part of the exhibition, there was a reconstructed 1940s suburban house. Just the sort of house that I lived in at that time. And there I was in my bedroom where I first learnt to pray, encouraged by my parents, and to say the sort of prayers that we have in Tiny Tots week by week. God bless Mummy and Daddy and all my friends everywhere. And that was prayer. And I was about 4. 10 years after that, I had to learn a very sharp lesson on prayer. And some of you have heard my story before, when my mother died, and I had to learn the sharp lesson that prayers are not always answered, and that getting angry with God is okay. But friends were helpful to me and stood by me in many ways to trust that God had not deserted me. And so at 14 years old, I committed myself to the Christian journey that I guess my mother in particular longed for me to take. And from then on, a developing habit of prayer. But to be honest, it was almost always intercession, asking God, and petition, asking God for others and for myself. But sometimes it felt a bit like an endless shopping list. And then, just over 40 years ago, I had a deepening understanding of prayer as more than asking, but as a growing relationship with God, in which He constantly pours His Spirit into me, and into you, of course, an exciting daily journey of discovery, at times an immense awareness, intense awareness of God's activity at all sorts of different levels of my life. Being in God's presence and doing God's work, that was what prayer was about. Well, I don't know whether any of you have echoes of that background to your learning how to pray, but how do we do it? How do we do this intercession? In my early days as a priest here with John Richardson, that a few of you remember, he taught me that prayer was standing before God with people on your heart. Bringing them in your imagination and in your heart to the place where heaven and earth meet, which is dramatically presented every time we come to church, to this very service, when the priest leads the people to be before God and we receive the tokens of His love, refreshing our calling to be His love to others. We all come before God with people on our heart. Who will you take up to the altar this morning? Maybe not someone physically in this church, but who will you take and be praying for them? So that's one of the ways we can pray, is to gather together and worship. And Peter Gregg gives us four things to attend to. First of all, he says, get informed. What are the facts of the thing that you're praying about? And make sure you've got the facts and not a garbled version of the facts, or dare I say, a newspaper version of the facts. Get inspired. What does God want? What does God want? What do I want? I know what I want. But what does God want? Get indignant, he says, and points out that in the Lord's Prayer, in the Greek of the Lord's Prayer, sounds I'm very scholarly, doesn't it, saying in the Greek of the Lord's Prayer, all the words that are used are imperative. Give us this day, lead us not into temptation, and so on. They have a tone of entreaty, of forcefulness, of assertiveness, of commanding. And the reason that they're like that is because they're backed up by a confidence in the Holy Spirit's power. And then the fourth one was get in sync. That sounds a very modern term, doesn't it? In other words, gather other people around you. Don't just do this on your own. Get in sync. Pray with others. In reading Peter Gregg's book, I was reminded of these early experiences again, as he recounts the story of the miracle of Dunkirk. and some of you may have heard this. I'm not going to read it all because I've got something else to read to finish off this morning. But what happened was that in the situation in Dunkirk, when the Allied forces were trapped on the beaches, the king at the time called the nation to pray, over the radio on the 23rd of May 1940, around about the time when I was learning to pray. And the nation prayed. And Churchill reckoned about 30,000 men might be saved with the situation there was on the ground. A couple of days later, huge storm blew up, keeping the enemy air force out of the skies and giving a chance for that famous flotilla to go across to pick up the men. On the Wednesday, 3 days after the day of prayer, an extraordinary calm descended on the English Channel, in sharp contrast to the previous couple of days. And 750,000 people, men, were rescued. Now, obviously, we must be very careful about saying God was on our side and all that. But could it be that the prayers of a nation actually changed things? And could it be that the prayers of a 4-year-old boy in his 1940s house in May 1940 encouraged his parents to respond to the call from the king that the king had requested? And could it have been that that small boy had been a part of the events of that time? Intercessory prayer, I suggest, is a very powerful thing, and we should never dismiss it lightly, even from the smallest to the youngest. Some years ago, some of you will know that we've been quite associated with the Lee Abbey community down in Devon. And some years ago, one of the community, young man called Stephen, wrote a poem, which was in the vein of God gently suggesting ways that we should pray, or things not to do when we're praying. And I'm going to read you this. It's a little bit long, but please bear with me. And each verse is quite short, but see which one or which ones touch you. Here we go. The title is Just Talk to Me. And so this is God speaking. Don't be afraid if you don't understand. Don't fear you won't do it right. Don't worry about performing. Just talk to me. Don't need no words you can't define. Don't need a special voice you keep reserved just for me. Don't even have to close your eyes. Just talk to me. Don't need to wait until you're hopeless. Don't need a particular reason to call. Don't need to fake your holiness. Just talk to me. Don't worry that you don't have love me enough. Don't need to do anything special. Don't pretend you're someone or something that you're not. Just talk to me. Don't need some formal speech about all the social and theological issues of the day. Don't be afraid, I won't listen. Don't use lots of fancy phrases you heard some preacher say. Just talk to me. Don't try to be impressive. Don't think about your image. Don't need to be self-conscious. Just talk to me. Don't think it has to make sense. Don't feel the need to use complete sentences. Don't feel the need to use words at all. Just talk to me. Don't pretend to be happy if you're not. Don't be overwhelmed if you feel hopeless. Don't worry if I'll do what you ask. Just talk to me. Don't feel you have to take all day or all night. Don't feel the need to be serious or somber or stressed. Don't even think about wearing your fancy clothes. Just talk to me. Don't worry if you're pleasing me. Don't think you have to have all the answers. Don't try to feel anything different at all. Just talk to me. Don't worry about feeling terribly confident. Don't try to change the world. Don't think yourself too bad or too good to do this. Just talk to me. Don't spend your emotional energy getting all worked up over this. Don't think of me as a perfectionist. Don't believe everything you hear down there. Just talk to me. Don't keep a list or record of when we chat. Don't need to make an appointment. Don't stop to talk to the receptionist. Just talk to me. Don't try to be your preacher. Don't try to be your mother. Don't pretend you've got it all together. Just talk to me. Don't need special glasses. Don't need a microphone. Don't worry if it isn't good. Just talk to me. Don't lie to me. Don't question if I understand. Don't think it doesn't matter. Just talk to me. Don't bother about the rules. Don't bother about whether there are any. Don't pursue anything by which to measure yourself. Just talk to me. Don't confuse me with your father. Don't put that kind of pressure on him or yourself. Don't try get away from the point of who I am. Just talk to me. Don't try to impress me. Don't try to hide anything. Don't concern yourself about whether you're wasting my time with trivialities. Just talk to me. Don't ask if I know about the latest hospital report. Don't think I don't know all the latest gossip. Don't wonder if I know the best possible outcome. Just talk to me. Don't think anything is too insignificant to bring up. Don't worry if you cry. Don't worry if you don't. Just talk to me. Don't be afraid. Don't be unnatural. Don't be anything you don't want to be. Just talk to me. Don't hesitate to shout if you feel like it. Don't hesitate to rant. Don't pretend. Just talk to me. Don't forget to laugh with me. Don't forget that I'm the one who started all this. Don't forget I already know what you're going to say. Just talk to me. Don't worry about what I might say or think about you. Don't be concerned if you lose your train of thought. Don't be surprised if I talk back. Just talk to me. Don't forget to listen. Don't forget I care more than you can possibly imagine. Don't worry about the silence. Just talk to me. Just talk to me. Just talk to me.